Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back. If you're new to me, my name is Shua Allegra. I'm the founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. Everything we do here evolves around resilience. And this year, I'm inviting new friends to the table to kind of have this conversation, learn more about who they are, what they do, and kind of what they've learned about resilience along their journey so that we can apply that to our own lives as well. So welcome, Ken. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Shu. It's a pleasure to be your guest.
Awesome. So if you don't mind just sharing where you're joining from and kind of what you do.
Yeah, I'm in Fort Worth, Texas. So coming from Fort Worth this evening. What do I do? I do a lot of things. Most importantly, I'm a father and a husband is probably my most important couple of roles right there. I'm an entrepreneur. And I can't stop creating things from an entrepreneurial perspective. However, you know, when I look back and say, what's the most important role I've played in my life? It's that of father and husband. I spent 20 plus years in the real estate world and commercial real estate and building different types of businesses. And that's led me into, you know, I'm now almost 51. And so on the back half of my life, I'm now pursuing things that will be meaningful from a legacy and from a perspective of helping other people.
So I'm curious, you know, when you say about, you know, the latter life, half of your life and, you know, trying to focus more on things that, you know, bring value and leave a legacy, I wonder what made that switch for you? Like what led to that shift?
Yeah, that's... I think it's a number of things. I've spent, let's call it the last 10 years, really focused on a lot of personal development. I really wasn't familiar with the whole, I guess, the industry or the concept, a lot of really focused personal development until about 10 years ago. Yeah. And let's say from 2012 through 2022, I spent a great deal of time just trying to improve myself, become a better version of myself. And throughout that process, met a number of people who were really trying to make a difference in a significance in their life as they started to get older. And I thought, wow, that resonates with me. And so as I've started to get older, I really wanted to focus on the projects that I can have an impact and pass on the gifts, the benefits that I've received and through much of what you talk about with resilience, you know, some of the, you know, it's the struggles we've had to live through and survive through. But as we do make it through those things, it makes us stronger. And I want to pass on those things that I've learned, try to create businesses that will impact people and make a difference in their lives. And so that's my role today.
Beautiful. So if I may ask, what are some of those projects that you're working on that are making an impact?
Yeah, it's really two main ones, and they center around love. If you look at my license plate, it says love, love, L-O-V-E-L-U-V, and that references Legacy of Love, which Legacy of Love is our corporate name for the mobile app we created, which is called Legacy Journal, and it's a place for parents, grandparents to capture moments, memories, their family stories, the little things and the interactions you have with your children on a daily basis that kind of think, oh, I'm going to remember that forever. And at least for me, sometimes it's like a week later and I'm like, oh my goodness, I swore I was never going to forget that. And I can't remember what just happened. And so we've created a mobile app to make it really easy, simple to capture those things, document them, create a digital timeline, you know, easily designate the little milestones of life. So I've got a 6-year-old now and well, I have a 19, an 18, and a 6-year-old. And, you know, within my 6-year-old, I can go back and look right now on his life in milestones. And it's so cool. I can go look at these little 10, 12 major milestones and see how old he was, what he was doing at these different times. So anyway, we created that to really make a difference in other parents' lives, mostly because I did that for my children from an early, early age in my oldest daughter's life. She was 10 months old when I started that. And I shared that with other parents, many of whom were like, wow, I want to do something like that. That's really special. And they did, they started doing it and just weird, you know, I've done it in a paper journal, on a Word document, on Evernote, I've done all these different places. And more people were asking me to create something where it would be easy, one safe, secure digital place. And so that's a Legacy Journal that we created. So that's one business of giving back and creating. And the other is Laundry Love, L-U-V. So there's the L-U-V part of it. And So myself and two partners have created a chain of laundromats called Laundry Love. We're working on our first five right now. We have two open. Our third one is about to be open, and our fourth and fifth we're working on real estate for right now. And but these laundromats, when you walk into them, very different than what you might normally think of a laundromat. You walk in and you're like, this place is beautiful. They're visually beautiful, bright, clean, spacious, brand new machines, TVs on the walls that play only positive programming in there. Nice. So no daytime TV, no news, no junk on the TV. We have fully staffed stores with attendants that are there and trained and taught to come service the customer, to treat every customer that comes in with respect and dignity and help them with everything. And then we have a kids play area in all of our laundromats. We have a designated children's play area and a children's literacy area. We bring in books every single month, and we ask the children to take the books home, because what we found in our investigation of the laundromat industry is that often in the locations where laundromats are located, they're lower income, sometimes impoverished areas, and many households in those areas don't have a book, a single book for their children to read. And so we're trying to make a little dent in that. And so we're bringing books in. We pay to bring books in every month. We have people donate books to us, and we give those books out to the children and encourage them. And not only that, we bring in guest authors to come in, or guest readers to come in on the weekends, like from local colleges or firefighters to come in, and they'll read to the children. It's really just a beautiful
thing. That is amazing. That is just beautiful. Wow. Like, as you're talking about the first project with the app, and I'm like, well, where were you 16 years ago? My oldest would be 16, literally like 4 days from now, from the time we're recording this. And I too did that. Like, I started in a paper journal, then I started doing it. I think it was Evernote back then, right before we had Dropbox. And then I started doing on Dropbox, and then, you know, next Google Drive. And I'm like, it's just all over the place. And I started to combine, you know, as many as I could in files. And even now, like on Google Drive, I have a folder for each one of my children kind of capture things for school, things for their extracurricular things they've been through. And then every single day, I would still kind of do a journal a day, a line a day per se, and just kind of capture what happens in life. But I think this is so brilliant. Because I have all these pieces of, you know, I don't know, legacy per se, where I have all these pieces of information that, you know, on this bit and here and there. It's good to have one place. And that, wow, yeah, I can't wait to put get my hands on there. That's really awesome.
Oh, thank you.
It's like you, I'll forget. Today, for example, at dinner, my son is like, well, do you remember this? I'm like, when did that happen? And he, for him, was just like yesterday. He had all the details. And I was like, I've been around you your entire life, but I cannot recall whatever he was telling me. I'm like, I can't remember any of that. He's like, remember, yeah, we were at this place and that person said this. And you even remember, and of course, my son has a very vivid memory.
Yeah.
So he even remembers the color of the clothing that was wearing that day. I'm like, okay, dude, you really beat me here because I have no idea.
That's an impressive memory. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm like, I have no idea. He had a blue sweater on. I'm like, I have had many blue sweaters along the, you know, the past 8 years of your life. I don't know. So yeah. So thank you for creating something like that for parents.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's been an absolute passion of mine to do that. And I get feedback so often from folks that are utilizing the app, and it warms my heart to hear their stories and how it's, I had someone tell me something I started doing recently because I hadn't even done that. They're like, oh yeah, I'm snapping pictures of my kids' artwork. So when the kid comes home from school for artwork or different stuff, and instead of feeling guilty for getting rid of it, I snap a picture of it, I write a quick little note, a sentence or two about it, and it's boom, it's there. And I thought, that's a great idea. So.
Yeah, that is so cool. I have to take many of them on my phone. And then again, it goes on Google Photo or, you know, on the iCloud. And then, yeah, like I need a good place to just have everything together. That is pretty cool. So thank you for doing that. I'm sure, you know, if you're really hearing positive, you know, results of that. And, you know, definitely that is love that we're spreading across generations and that, you know, children can access later, because now they ask you things about their childhood. And I, like I say, my son, 8 years old, remember more than I do.
I'll share with you the neatest thing ever. So my daughter is now a freshman in college. And when she graduated, my kind of vision all along, long before I ever thought about creating an app, it was just to write these journals and give it to my children when they graduated high school. And so Grace graduated high school last May. And I was able to gift her 18 years worth of the story of her life. And it was so incredibly beautiful. In fact, I will send you a link. I recorded it. I'll send you, and you can put it in the show notes. Anyone that's listening beautiful. Wants to see it, they beautiful. Can go take a look at it as well.
Beautiful. That's, oh, and that's the moment. So precious. You can't, yeah, can't put a price on that. It's so that's worth it. Sure. So worth it. I think also from a parenting standpoint, you know, talking about resilience, it's like, it's like you said, it's just life in general, you know, things will come, adversity will come, challenges will come. But if you look at it from a parent's perspective, like from the time, you know, you find out that you're going to have a child, and then, you know, to the time the child gets here, and then you wait every single day, it's like there's always something, something new, something challenging, something you wish you didn't have to deal with, you know, from the parenting. Sleepless night to the poopy diapers to the teenage years, it's like, you know.
Parenting is hard stuff. It is not for the faint of heart. I remember when our littles or our older ones were little a long time ago, someone had made the comment. They said, you know, little kids, little problems, big kids, big problems. And
the problems are still there.
There's so much truth to that. You know, you think it's a problem when you can't console them and they've, you know, they're crying and you're losing sleep and you think, oh, right. These are my big problems. And then fast forward when you've got a teenager and all the things that teenagers get faced with and have to deal with. And that's a whole other world right there. So, but you know, from a journaling perspective, I've actually written stories of the challenges that I've faced as a dad and decisions that I've made that I've really, I don't know if they're the right decisions. I'm doing the best I can with the information I've got at hand. And, you know, I'm hoping that the results turn out the way that I want them to turn out, but I don't know. And so I wrote about that and you know, thank goodness they've seemed to have turned out pretty good these days, but man, it in the decision, it's hard to know. Is that the really right path or not? Should I do this or should I do that? And so anyway, I've written a lot about that so that hopefully my kids, when they're older, like I'm sure once they graduate, they're not really spending time reading those journals, but when they're in their 20s or 30s and they're having kids on their own, they'll be reading
when I was two.
Yeah, they'll be reading those things at that point.
But I think there's also so much, not just wisdom, but so much strength in being vulnerable like that as a parent, right? Because often we think because we're parents, we have to have it all together, do all the right thing. But we're humans, you know, we're going to have those moments where like, I don't know. And sometimes you make the best decision you can make in that moment and it still doesn't go as you plan. And it's okay to just own it, you know, even for kids. I remember the first time I actually asked, I think it was my daughter, she was probably 4 or 5. I asked her to forgive me for something. I remember the lady was a friend was next to me, just like, oh, she couldn't believe it. Like, why are you asking 5-year-old to forgive you? Like, you're the parent. I said, this teaches her that it's okay to be human. You know, it's okay for her to know that, you know, adults make mistakes too.
I love that.
Right. And that has built the relationship that we have today. Like, we talk about anything, everything. And now sometimes we're like, I was so tired, I didn't have time to listen to you. And, you know, I had to own up to that. And so I think that alone, it's, you know, parenting in action, the way they see us model the, you know, values we want them to exhibit when they get older. You know, speak of resilience, right? I did wrong and I'm going to own up to it. And then I'm going to make it right. And I'm going to keep trying. I'm learning resilience for it, but I'm also teaching my child resilience.
You're teaching your child that you're constantly learning, right? You're teaching your child that, hey, it's okay, even when you're older, not to have everything figured out, right? We're constantly learning. We're constantly improving ourselves throughout our lives right there and becoming a better and better version. So I honor you for that. I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. I think some of us, we learned the hard way because we didn't always have that. So now we try to do it differently. Definitely. Yeah. And to kind of switch gears a little bit with the second project, I'm just amazed. I remember, oh my goodness, my daughter's now 16. I think she'll be 16 this in a few days. She was probably 1 or 2. The apartment where we're staying, the washer and dryer broke. So then I had to take my clothes to the laundromat. And I was surprised just how dirty. And just like when you come there was no value to, you know, the people showed up there, whether they were could afford a washer or not, whether it was like me, it was broken or not. It's just the people needing to use this as a necessity to have clean clothes. Sure. And they're paying for it and just, you know, anyways, all that to say, I appreciate the fact that people like you who are adding, you know, dignity to people, no matter what source they're providing, you know, and I think there's so many businesses out there, not to put anybody down, but I've seen it with the laundromat example, or even some of the restaurants that you find in low economic, you know, areas, you know. And I remember one time we were so hungry, like I don't care. It was like, it looked safe. So we went in and I couldn't even go to the bathroom. The bathroom was that disgusting. And my people came here to pay for food. Like, no matter if it was in a low income area or not, this is not how you respect people. This is not how you show people that they matter. So for you guys to do, you know, do what you do, make this laundromat clean and, you know, beautiful, and then adding the literacy part to it. It's, yeah, I did the contracting work for Head Start. And I remember the last place I worked at, you know, was in a very rough area. And you're right, a lot of families didn't have access to books, and just, and you know, Head Start provided that to families, which was good. And that's one of the reasons I loved working with that project, because it was giving back to the children, not just the children, but also nurturing and building the entire family as the child's getting, you know, getting support. And then you see, you know, things like that. Those were the families too that would need to go to laundromat on the weekend, you know. And so if, you know, they're getting that kind of support at Head Start, whatever program that's available in the community, and going to a place that's clean, that shows them, hey, you matter to me, that I'm going to make this clean enough that you can come and wash your clothes and feel like a human being, not less than someone who has a washer and dryer. It goes a long way. This is the message that we send people by the way we stage things for them.
That's our little ways of trying to contribute in the world. And they're two very different ways, but I think two very important ways. And so as I venture down this back half of life, I hope that we can build, you know, both of the Laundry Love brand and build that throughout the country and build Legacy Journal. We're in 80 something countries right now with Legacy Journal. And we got about 10,000 people using it, but in 80 something countries, which is really, really neat. And so my hope is that, you know, we can grow that to millions and you know, grow our laundromat to all over the country and really make our little dent in the world.
Yes. And definitely we'll have to connect, because I have books I can ship and donate for the laundromat. You just tell me where to ship them.
Oh, we would be honored for that. We'd absolutely put them to great use.
Awesome. Well, this is so lovely. Thanks for all that you do. But where can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I am on social media platforms, although not active. But I'll get on enough. And my wife watches out for me. But so I'm on Facebook. It's at Lord Wimberly on Facebook. Okay. On Instagram, I believe it's at Ken Wimberly or Ken.Wimberly is what it is right there. And then legacyjournal.app. So if you go to legacyjournal.app, you can learn all about our mobile app, kind of about our story and everything right there. And then laundrylove.com, kind of go learn about us and our mission and what we're doing at Laundry Love there as well. And you can see some of the pictures of the bright, beautiful store. So
beautiful. And then the locations also listed on the website. If someone just lives in the area, want to drop off books, for example, or volunteer to come read to the kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And then really exciting, we'll be doing in December, we're going to be targeted for a free laundry day. So at one of our stores in December, we'll be spending an entire day with just providing free laundry to the community. So everyone can just come in. Not only do they get free laundry, we do it for them. So they just sit back and enjoy themselves and we do it for them. So
That is cool.
Excited about this.
There's no bigger love than someone washing your dirty laundry, right?
Yes.
I can even get my own kids to wash my dirty laundry, you know?
No doubt.
That's beautiful. It just shows honor, you know, and shows that, again, that compassion and that love. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And we will add those links, you know, to the show notes so people can, you know, click on there and support what you're doing. And and I will definitely be sending books. We have quite a few student books here that we've been, because my kids are getting older, so we're kind of getting the little books out, the, you know, books for younger kids out and try to get their more advanced readers books. So we, you know, we've been donating here in the community, but I don't mind putting a box in the mail and sending it your way.
Oh, so grateful. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for being here. Thanks for all that you do. And for everyone listening, you go share your love. If your parents click on the link for Legacy Journal, and if you want to share love, you know, in the laundromats, whether it's coming to read a story or bring some books, it's laundrylove.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Take care, everyone. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Shu.